RadioMD.com. A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
You know, it's really amazing the many different things that we do to try to spice up our life, to get out of the everyday normal routine, to break the boredom. But what's really important is spicing up your food with spices that are going to slow down the aging process, because the reality is we want to stay young, we want to look young, and we want to be as beautiful as Susan Smith Jones looks on her website. So Susan is joining me today, and she's going to tell us how to spice up our life with flavorings. Susan, how you doing?
Hi, Michael. And you said slow down the aging process, and what comes to mind immediately is the wonderful spice that most people love, and it's cinnamon. This ancient spice is obtained from the bark of ancient evergreens, and it's highly versatile. But most people don't know it helps relieve bloating. It stabilizes blood sugar. It has ingredients in it that speed up the processing of sugar in the body. So putting cinnamon sticks in your tea or water, or sprinkling just a tiny amount on dessert, in smoothies, on fruits, on oatmeal, other cereals. I always sprinkle it in my smoothies in the morning. That will make your insulin release much more efficient, will help slow down aging, and help ward off diabetes and obesity. Now, I'm never without a cinnamon sticks, and you can put one stick in a glass of water. That tightly curled stick will last for about 2 days, so you transfer it from glass to glass, bottle to bottle of water, juice, or tea, and in 2 days when that tight curl opens up, throw it away or push it down in the soil. That's what I do. Put another cinnamon stick in. It gives a great flavor note of cinnamon to your water or tea. If you have it in a bottle of water, it's a great conversation piece because people want to know what's that brown curly thing in your water. And it makes the water taste great, and it's very good for your body.
You know, it's really fascinating. I know it from the sugar point of view because I actually use it. You know, there's another herb called banaba, and the way that we sometimes explain it is we say that cinnamon will carry the sugar or the insulin right to the receptor site, and banaba helps carry it into the cell to be utilized for fuel, the sugar. Anyway, there was something that you said. A spice. I know that there are other spices. I like what you had to say about cinnamon, because now you've given me some other ideas of how I could utilize it in my health practice. We use rosemary. In fact, I once created years ago, I no longer have the product on my product line, but I created an antioxidant with rosemary. I don't think people realize the benefits of rosemary and some of the other herbs that you might recommend in terms of slowing down the aging process.
Yes. Now, rosemary and sage contain similar ingredients. Like the sage really does make you wise. It means sagacious, sagacity. Sage means to be wise. And it improves memory and helps to offer protection from Alzheimer's. Rosemary revs you up. I love to find places to put rosemary in my cooking, like if I make bread, but a little bit goes a long way with rosemary. Start with a little bit, chop it finely. You can always add more. If I want to be perked up in the morning or when I shower later in the day, let's say 2:30 or 3, I have rosemary essential oil. I'll put a couple drops on the floor of my shower. And you breathe it in, and it just gives you energy. It's absolutely wonderful. Turmeric is that wonderful spice that helps to reduce inflammation, supports healthy joints, supports a healthy immune system. I have about a tablespoon of turmeric powder a day in my diet. It is that good for you. In fact, Michael, if you go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, right there where my photo is, it says the current newsletter, and I have a recipe for golden milk. And there's no dairy in it, but there's lots of turmeric, and it's a beverage that you can make easily. You create this paste, you keep it in the fridge, and then at night you have it with whatever beverage you want. Like, I would have almond milk, and you heat it together, the little paste and the beverage, and it will rejuvenate your body from head to toe. And I have that special recipe right in my current newsletter. You can find that. Now, if you want to lose weight, go for spices like cayenne, because it literally jump-starts the metabolism. And you've mentioned it before, you can't forget the good old garlic. It's a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. And you want to really have as much garlic in your diet as possible. It used to be called in Russia a natural penicillin. Garlic is great for you.
I love garlic. In fact, when I do consumer lectures, I do talk about both cayenne and garlic. Excuse me. The garlic, I always tell people, eat so much of it that it permeates your skin and you have this aroma. And because of the aroma, garlic helps
keep...
Especially if you're single. Oh, it's perfect. That way no one will get near you. They won't bother you on any level. No vampires, no stress, and you won't catch anybody's germs.
That's right.
And
you can take a clove of it, Michael, to show how quickly it goes in your system and how you take things in through your skin. So make sure if you wear makeup to make it natural. But take a clove of garlic, put it between your big toe and the next toe over, and within 3 to 5 minutes, chances are you can smell it on your breath or someone else can smell it on your breath. That's how quickly it will go into the system.
You know, when I have a product called garlic and golden seal oil on the line, and I actually created it for my daughter when she was a child, and I got an idea from some Hispanic clients that I had. One of the things they do in Mexico with garlic.
Is this for ear infection?
Absolutely. They just stick the whole clove in. They rub, rub it in the hands, warm it up, put a thread through it so that if you put the clove in your ear, you got to have a way of pulling it out. And the thread through the garlic does that.
Right.
So that's been, that
it's
was really nice.
For that.
It is. What other spices would you recommend? Well, while you're thinking about that, let me share something with you about cayenne.
Yeah.
Cayenne is fabulous for ulcers. If you have a peptic or a duodenal ulcer, put a tablespoon of cayenne in a glass of warm distilled water before you go to bed at night so that if you wake up in the morning, the ulcer won't bother you.
Yes, exactly.
And if you don't wake up...
Spice your food any way you can, whether it's hot sauce or just plain cayenne. And I take cayenne capsules every day because it's great for your circulation. And oregano is one of the culinary spices that's richest in antioxidants. You know, you've heard about oregano oil.
Yep.
Yeah. But spices are, it's such a great way to add flavor to your food.
They really are, and the fact that they offer some health benefits on top of that, which is another reason why people should cook, and on some levels. I don't, you know, my normal approach to giving out a recipe or a way to, a diet is generally 60% raw, 30% cooked, and 10% junk. But you really want to concentrate on the 60 and the 30. Because you want to get as much raw living foods into your system as is possible based on everything that Susan Smith-Jones has said to us. This is Michael Schwartz. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.